Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma cut some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash, chilling down as usual. Chilling with my man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. Liquor Store, what's good?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Nothing much, nothing but networking and politicking like we do on every Tuesday. Oh, boy, this is a long motherfucking day. How everybody doing?
I'm okay. I'm chilling. How are you? Well, you just said it's been a long day.
Oh, yeah. But we get through it. Brother, how your day been going?
Slow motion.
Hey, it was pretty cool, man. We got a little snow, so.
Damn.
You know. Yeah, it snowed today, man. It ain't stick or nothing, but that shit came down hard for a few.
We nationwide.
Okay, you got that caller.
Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's happening?
What's the deal, brother?
Chilling, man. What it do?
Chilling.
What's
chilling.
Up, man?
Chilling, man. What's good? What you found?
Hey, you need to call me, man, so we can rap.
I bet I'm gonna send you my number because I don't got it in either one of these phones and shit. You know, I be switching phones right. So much. So, yeah, I'll hit you up after the show.
All right, Battle. Just Facebook me your number. What's
for
been
sure.
going on, man?
Sure.
I see you're a trauma man lately.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, just moving around a little bit, nothing major. That's all, you know, going and checking my people.
So are you trying to visit every state in the country?
Man, you know, I've been trying to do that since I was little.
Half of them motherfuckers filled out.
You said
oh,
what?
Oh, tell everybody your name, man. Tell everybody
yeah,
your name,
let's,
bro.
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah, this Charlie. This Mr. Charlie.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mr. Charlie.
What's happening? Who are you?
I just look at stuff.
Oh, what's up, Liquor Store? What you sipping on?
Water right now.
I see my girl done entered the building. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's happening?
Oh, man, shit. It's Miller time for me, shit. It's been a long ass. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but shit. I'm going to drink while I do the show tonight. Like I don't do
that. Hey, bro, I got a call right now.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting it be known. So y'all hear me stopping, pause. I'm drinking shit. This is a long motherfucking day. Them motherfuckers got they money worth out of us. They're like, I've been working on the goddamn plantation today.
Boy, yes, a boss. Yes, master.
Right. Man, I really feel like that today. Shit, them motherfuckers got their money's worth. All right, well, check this out. My man said he had an issue today. And y'all tell me, you know, Tom, when you said you had an issue, you wanted to get off your chest.
Yeah, man. All right, check this out, y'all. I got a, well, I'm just going to put it out there. I got a firm union coming up, right? And it's in Gary. It's in Gary, Indiana. And they supposedly rented out a park and a pavilion. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, just out of curiosity, I mean, I got my man's take on it. How much y'all think it costs to rent a park out in Gary? A couple hundred,
not
right?
Much.
Not much, right?
Well,
and then
right.
A pavilion. Let's say, just pick one. Let's say Lake Adam. A couple hundred, right?
Mm-hmm.
You figure
mm-hmm.
you can get both of them for under a grand. You get both of them from under a G, right? Together.
But so.
Why the person that's put it together is charging $115 per person?
Because they all playing at the same time.
Y'all got T-shirts? Y'all doing T-shirts and shit?
Yeah. You get one T-shirt, you get to go to the park, and you get to go to the pavilion for $115.
Hold on, dog. You said you get one T-shirt. Well, I mean, the whole family got to share one T-shirt?
No. Everybody in the family get a T-shirt. But we're not going family. We're going individual. One person, you pay $115, you get a T-shirt. You get to go to the park, and you get to go to the pavilion. Now, I can go to the damn park for free.
You got a family of hustlers.
So it's not $115 per family. It's $115 per individual?
Per person.
Shit.
I got a family of seven. It'd be seven of us. If I went, it would be seven of us. I just paid for the park in the pavilion. That's almost a G. And that's not even including hotel.
Wait a minute, dog.
Gas,
you sure you
rent a car?
I mean, You sure you saying this right, man? Because I've been in doing the family reunion thing, and I know it's like 30, 40. I mean, that's steep for even 100 something per family, but per person, I mean, come on,
per
man.
Per person.
You
I'm
sure
man,
when, hearing that right?
When I got the information, I called Bruce to see if he saw the same thing that I saw. We both saw the same thing, $115 per person for a weekend in Gary, of all places. Now, I could see if it was someplace I ain't never been.
I mean,
you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. I didn't go sightseeing. This Gary. I was born there. Ain't shit for me to see there.
So, wait a minute. I mean, is this including hotel rooms or anything?
No. The hotel is
just for the day at the park.
A night.
You
at
said
the
what?
Park and the pavilion. The hotel is $104 a night. And that ain't included. That's not included. You see what I'm saying? I'm already at $1,017 for the pavilion, the park, and the hotel room. And that ain't counting renting the car and gas. I'm already over $1,000. And then it's in Gary. What's there for me to see? No, listen. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's in Gary. There ain't no sightseeing for me in Gary. I grew up in Gary. There's nothing else. There's, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing for me to see. But if it's in a whole different state, like Mississippi, some goddamn well, you know, I can go sightseeing. I can go see some shit I ain't never seen before. What the fuck I'm gonna see in Gary? The same shit I saw when I was born there. $115 per person. And she broke it down, dog. She broke it down. I'm going to give y'all the prices. $115 for adults 13 years and over. $115. 13 years. I'm dead. I'll send you the email, man. I'm dead serious. For 6 to 12 year olds, it's $80 per person. For 2 to 5 year olds, it's $55.
One and under is free. Union gonna be shout.
Yeah, they hustling,
man.
Family,
you know what I'm saying?
Gonna be shout.
I mean, if I pay for my family to go, we just pay for everything. We pay for everything. Come on, man. I can't be the only motherfucking family that see this shit. This shit's a ripoff, man. I'm not going to that shit.
What you say? Y'all Skype me. I'll be there and be a Skype.
Right. Right. FaceTime me and just scan the room and let me see who all there. And we good. I mean, come on now. Now, y'all put yourself in my situation. Would you go? Now, keep in mind, you have a family of 7. It's not just you. It's 7 of y'all total. And then keep in mind, you know, my wife, kids, they, you know what I'm saying, they only know my immediate family. They don't know, like, my cousin and shit, you know, the Gary family and shit. But is it worth going to let them meet them?
All right. Let me ask another question, man. Let me ask another question. Is this being catered, or is this like Uncle Leroy going to be on the barbecue grill cooking the ribs?
There you go, dog. Take in mind the Ivanhoe reunions. You got a bunch of motherfuckers out there barbecuing.
All right.
At the park. Now, would you, okay, you in Indy. You take your whole family there, it costs you $1,000 to go to take your family to Gary to barbecue at the park. Would you go?
Nah, I mean, I wouldn't go,
dog. And you get a T-shirt. You get an Ivanhoe T-shirt.
Nah, I wouldn't go. I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't go. If it's $115 per person, I got, let alone me, myself, I got all these kids. And I ain't got a kid under 13, so... Nah, I wouldn't
go.
I wouldn't go.
How old was the $55 ticket?
2 to 5.
Okay, so you figure a 2 to 5 year old ain't even guaranteed to eat, you know what I'm saying? No whole lot of food. You talking about, you know what I'm saying, my 2 year old gonna eat off my plate type of shit.
Exactly. And then they ain't going to even remember the shit.
Right.
They ain't going to remember that shit. But you want to
mean,
$55.
Is Frankie Beverly coming?
Ain't nobody coming to the motherfucker, man. She crazy as hell. I'm hoping that shit's a typo. I'm hoping it meant to say 115 per, but she broke it down by ages. So I don't think it's a typo. She broke that shit down by ages, man. I mean, come on, man. That's ridiculous. But that's family for you, man. That's family. Getting over like a motherfucker, man. She going to come out, man, 20, 30 times.
You can't go anyway. It ain't like they can't stop you from coming in the park.
Right. I just walked right in that motherfucker.
She liable to have security. Let me see your pass. Because you have to register. You got to register, man. They got a website and everything, man. She trying to get motherfuckers to pay for the website. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's a couple of motherfucking family members that listen, but I don't give a fuck. Y'all can tell everything I said. I don't care. She's shady as hell. She is, man. How you going to just get over on family like that? We supposed to be fat. We ain't had a family union in 7 years. 7 years, and then you trying to charge $1,000 for me to bring my family down there, and then I got to drive.
Okay,
oh,
well,
man.
Maybe you need to call her, man, and talk to her personally.
You know, well, we don't get along like that.
I can see why, but I mean, I can't see no motherfucker charging me $115 per person, and I'm going to Ironwood Park and Marquette Pavilion.
I'll send you the motherfucking invitation, man. I was hot as hell, man. I had to call Bruce, man. Because, you know, Bruce usually the one that fuck with him from up here.
You know, Bruce is usually when we get all information from. I had to call him. Hold on, man. You see this shit? This shit ain't right, is it? Even he was like, man, hold on, man.
I could understand 115 per family. I mean, that was
right. I can too.
That shit. That's too much.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I agree, but that's more feasible than 115 a person.
Per person, man.
I mean, at least for 115 per family. Like you said, he got 7 people. That's a shirt for everybody. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody's food or whatever. Or like you said, he said, like, and so, you know, you might get on the paddle boats or some shit like that. You got to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that. And it's still, you know, that's still a little high, but I could at least understand 115 a family.
I can deal with 115 a family. It's high as hell. But
it's
doable.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. I ain't got no fucking $1,000 for me to meet some motherfuckers that I don't even like that much. You know what I mean? Like, we talk all the time. I don't talk to the motherfuckers. I mean, come on. I mean, if the Temptations is there, Maze and Frankie Beverly, One Way, Eminem, Tupac, that's a concert. You charging me to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce. Get the fuck out of here. They ain't going to be there. She crazy as hell. My thing is, would anybody on the show right now go to that? Would anybody pay the 115?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
Nah, I'm afraid I won't make it. Like I said, somebody get me on FaceTime, and I'll say hi to everybody from home.
There you go. Just scan the room and let me see who there.
You know.
Oh, that's my cousin John. I ain't seen him in 20 years.
Right. Pass the phone.
I'm not
paying that. I refuse.
That's a lot of money, man.
You just know it's one in every family. Somebody gonna start some shit. You know. Now we got a breakup fight in my $115 shirt. I'm good.
Right. See, nobody better not spill shit on my $115 t-shirt. Now, goddamn, don't touch my shirt.
We gonna tell.
That motherfucker better have.
I kick that country ass to the curb.
We gonna get rid of that
motherfucker better have coochie on the tag. This better be a raw ass shirt.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want no Hanes or no motherfucking Glidden. I want some good shit. Fuck that. Give me some shit from Jay-Z clothing line for $115, man.
It better be a jersey, nigga, that I can fucking put in a frame when this shit is through.
Right. Shit, it better be some Indianapolis Colts at the motherfucker or something. Let me get some autographs or something. $115, man. And then $55 for my 2-year-old.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get
it. Ain't gonna remember shit.
That's a couple pair of shoes for my 2-year-old. You crazy.
That's crazy, man. That's family, though. That's not family do you more than anybody else. They do you worse than your worst enemy.
Back up.
You have one pair of shoes.
You got a 2-year-old?
Right.
No, I'm saying if I had a 2-year-old.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, what the fuck did that happen?
2 years ago.
Right. There you go.
You know you ain't allowed in his kitchen, so shit, you know, you might not be privy to certain information.
I guess I wouldn't be, shit. He on that good shit now.
No, man, I only got one, man. Shit, I don't want no more. I couldn't afford another one.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know about you, Charlie, but I was like, wait a minute, this motherfucker keeps saying he got a 2-year-old.
No, I ain't got no 2-year-old, man. I'm just saying, if I did, my 2-year-old wouldn't be going neither. And then my mama talking all that crazy shit. Well, it's family, and man, I ain't trying to hear all that shit, ma. You go. Tell everybody I said hi. Tell them motherfuckers I had to work. Couldn't make it.
You be working for the month, trying to pay off the damn tickets. Hell, that's.
Hold up, man. I mean, this ain't nothing pertaining to what you're talking about, but I just most fucked up shit happened to me today, right? Nah, I got a house. I mean, we had a busted pipe in a house, right? You know, my guy, he asked me to help him out. Now, we walk in the house. Old girl got a stripper pole right in the middle of the floor. All right, so, you know, you pretty much, I'm like, okay, stripper pole. I mean, the house set up, I'm like, okay. You know, she look like she could be a stripper, give or take. You know, I ain't tripping on her. So she like, man, y'all gonna cut my ceiling? I'm like, we got to. Man, she was livid. She was like, can y'all please not cut my ceiling tonight? So I'm looking like, you know, and I'm looking around. I'm looking around, dog, and I'm like, okay. You know, like, look, either we cut the ceiling or, you know, y'all can't even take a bath tonight. So she like, wow. I'm like, cause y'all take a bath, you know, all the shit, all the water's going to leak straight down.
So she ain't washing her ass.
Right, exactly. So now the way she got a house set up, dog, and there's no furniture in there, is a stripper pole. But, let me take that back. It's not no furniture, but it's like the little bean bag type shit.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, like motherfucker sitting on the floor, but, you know. Now, I'm looking at the lights. She done ran those track lights through the crib, right? She got track lights going through the crib. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
She official.
Right, like, okay. This motherfucker got her own little strip club going off in this bitch. So, now, I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay. Now, I see Lil' Junior. You know, he bring his little badass downstairs. So, I'm looking like, okay. So, she like, I'm like, look, man. You know, if we got to do this. We got to do this because you called it in. And we already called the people to come out to come. So, we got to cut your ceiling out. So, yeah, needless to say, she's pissed. So, you know, I'm like, well, you know, what we could do is just put a little, you know, put a little wood right there till they come patch it up. I'm like, shit, you can just try to cover it up with something. I don't know what you're going to do. All right. Nevertheless, so, you know, I go, now I'm in the ceiling now, right? I'm in the ceiling, and this little bad motherfucker keep walking past me. So now he looks up, and he said, I want you to play with me. I want you to play with me. I look at this little boy, and I'm like, all right. You know, go on, little dude. You know, go on over there so won't none of this debris hit you. This little motherfucker looked me square in my face. I was like, I'm finna tell my mama you hit me.
What?
Grabbed his arm and ran upstairs crying, talking about, mama, mama, my arm. He hit me in my arm. Now I got this hacksaw in my hand, right? I hit two dudes upstairs, and they like, who hit you? I'm sitting there thinking, okay. I promise you, the first motherfucker come down, I'm cutting shit out this motherfucker. Man, so I guess they kind of put two and two together because dude come downstairs, he see me up in the ceiling. So, he, you know, and I'm looking at this little boy, so I guess when the shit didn't work, this little motherfucker come back again. You going to play with me now? I start to chop that little bastard in his throat. I swear I want to chop that little motherfucker in his throat. Now, would I have been wrong if I chopped his little ass?
Yeah, you'd been wrong, man.
You'd be doing this show in Herndon County.
They'd be beating up on the kids, man.
But the little motherfucker lied on me.
Bernie said I took a hammer, I smacked the fuck out of that.
Damn right.
Bernie said.
But damn,
hey, man. I remember, man, when I was doing that maintenance for a couple of years, right, I had to deal with a pipe that burst. It was a second-floor pipe, right, it bust in the ceiling. And, it, you know what I'm saying, it ran down into the bathroom on the first floor all day. That shit been running for like 8 hours, man, before old girl came home. Whole motherfucking apartment flooded, dude, from the bathroom. That shit just pouring out. She hot, right? Now, I'm the temporary maintenance dude, right? So they call. I'm like, shit, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I walk in, man. I'm splashing like a motherfucker. She looked at me like, I'm looking at her like, well, what you want me to do? You know what I mean? So I goes in the hallway. I cut the water off from the second floor. And she hot, man. She mad at him. I mean, her whole fucking apartment, dude, is drenched. It's been running for 8 hours, man. Imagine, 8 hours. Whole apartment is drenched like a motherfucker. She mad as hell. So they call the main maintenance dude over there. And I'm just his assistant. Now, she cussing him out. Snapping. Going off on him, right? I'm just standing there like, man, shit, I ain't dealing with this shit. I'm about to quit. I can't be having nobody talking to me like she talking to him right now. But needless to say, we had to cut out her ceiling. She was mad about that. She had to use the bathroom. You know how every apartment had that model that they show people that's trying to rent? You know what I'm talking about? Every apartment.
The little model apartment. The little model apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So she had to use the model apartment for, like, you know, the bathroom and shit like that. But she, you know what I'm saying, she was still able to sleep in that motherfucker. But we had to rip that motherfucker up, man, the carpet, everything, dude. It was a mess. So, I mean, I didn't have no kid. But I know what you mean, man. That lady was, her whole apartment was fucked. Everything was wet in that bitch. Everything.
Okay, but
she
now.
She was mad at the motherfucker.
Here's my thing. Quick. What I did like was her idea, though. I love the fact that she had that idea of turning the crib into a strip club.
Hey, what's that address, bro?
So now my thought process was to, like, I was going to be like, look here, you know, you can get us free tickets, you know, let us come in for free. Hey, we might get your ceiling fixed. She wasn't having it, though. But, dog, think about it. Strip club, all right, where are my ladies at? Jadine, you think you can pull this off? Strip club in your crib.
I guess, depending on the size of your crib, yeah.
I mean, now, this is the thing, now. They say, because, you know, of course, you know, I had to go around. They like, shit, she charged motherfuckers like, she say she charged them like 15 to get in. You know, mm-hmm. she get the jiggler shots, like these little, you know, do anybody know what jiggler cups are?
Mm-hmm. I don't. You mean
like
jello shots?
Nah, they call jiggler shots, where they give you like, it's like a cup, but it's like a double shot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say she got all the liquor, she got all her liquor, you know what I'm saying?
I thought you were talking about shots or something else.
I
ain't never been a strip club fan, man. I don't believe in paying to get cheese, man. I just.
And I understand that, dog. Yeah. You're 110.
I just don't sit well with me.
But damn, dog, think about if you the motherfucker that's making a profit off of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dog, think about it. Now, That's just like, okay, you know, me and you, we never been big on the strip club. Even when it was fashionable, you know, we really wasn't
right. Just
the biggest motherfuckers in going. We'll find something
right. Else
to do to go on a strip club. But now just think about it now. You in the confines of a motherfucker's crib, you're chilling, and she only let, like, okay, let's just say me, you, time, or with it. She only let, like, groups in. Like, okay. Like, let's just say if I said, well, this is Tama's bachelor party, or we doing this for Tama's birthday. Now, she let our little group in, you know what I'm saying? They say she got, like, three or four different females put on the show. I mean, I guess if you pay extra, I never got a chance
to see
what the bedroom look like. But if you pay extra,
yeah.
I guess you go upstairs.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's why she's doing it at home. It's a prostitution ring at the same time. You see what I'm saying? You already know, man. Dude, that's what's up, a real
that's
live home. You got one today.
That's a hell of a work from home idea, though.
Hey, a real live home. You met one today, my nigga.
Right. And I'm serious.
Is this an apartment or a house?
It's an apartment, a townhouse.
Yeah, it's official whole house. Hey, at least you got that shit together, man.
And I ain't mad at that, dog. I mean, I'm sitting there like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing this pole. I'm like, okay, this motherfucker. But the way she got it set up, dog, she got it set up. Like I said, when I seen the track lights, I had to turn them on. I turned them on. Them motherfuckers got the blink, and I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like, this shit, you know, then, you know, you can go out on the patio and chill and relax.
You should stop by there one night, man. Check it out.
Yeah, I thought about that.
So all you got to do is knock on the door, be like, I'm on call. Did somebody call? Somebody called and said the blinds fell. I need to check it out. Slide out your little $15 going in on in. Be like, shit, hey, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Nah, man, I'm thinking about maybe that's something we need to do. Like, rent out one of them little party buses. Have a little stripper thing on there.
Sound like a plan to me.
I ain't never been
on a party bus before.
Nah, I'm asking, okay, liquor stuff, Jadine. I mean, what do y'all think of that concept? Strip club / party bus.
I mean, I like it. I just do, run it. I mean, shit, what better? Stripping on wheels? We riding around the city looking at ass and titties. That sounds like fun. All
right.
Hey, I got my CDLs. I can drive the bus.
I don't think they're going to let you drive their bus, dog.
I'm just saying.
And I mean, shit.
So we wouldn't be going nowhere. We'll be parked with your ass driving.
Hell yeah. You back there
right.
trying to see what's going on.
Hey, Charlie,
who's driving the bus?
Hey, Cass, you got a phone?
Right.
I don't use that no more, man. That was back in Boys in the Hood days, motherfucker. I don't say that shit no more.
No, it's a payphone down from street. Bring up old shit.
Yeah, what's the payphone number by your
house? I would say, was it a payphone down the street by your house? I never thought how you thought that line was going to work.
Look, let me give you a couple quarters. Just call me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I'm serious, dog. I think that'd be a good a hell of an idea, man. Rent a party bus.
The party bus strip club. Oh, yeah.
Dude, think about it, man. What the fuck? I mean, dude, I seen this one, the one little party bus, and I mean, it's one of them. You look like one of the little GNS buses that he had, but he converted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, shit. Hey, Tama, that's something you should look into, man. For real. All bullshit aside, that's something you should look into, man.
What, hire them for the strippers? I mean, who you going to hire for the strippers?
You trying to apply? You put in an application?
No, I'm not.
You sound like you was inquiring about a job or something, you know?
Yes, you and that bitch trying to make it rain. I got dollars.
You know, I can give you the email address and send you videos, too.
Mm-hmm. What you say, Cass? She got Johnny Kemp on in the background talking about she just got paid.
Right.
I'm trying to look at pussy and titties and ass just like y'all.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Shoot, I'd go to the strip club and try to lure some of them motherfuckers away. How much they paying?
They, you know what I'm saying? They gonna go whoever give them the most money.
Dog, but I'm just
calling off.
That's why I don't go to the strip club.
Right. Dog, just
let me buy
it.
Me a regular bitch off the street. You see what I'm saying?
I think that's a hell of a concept, man. A party bus. You can buy one of these buses, fix it up. Shit, turn that motherfucker into a little party bus. All you got to do is put some music in the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of 12s, some 15s.
Now, you got to consider, okay, most strippers, okay, you know how they got the damn shoes. Most strippers ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? You if you driving, I mean, well, I don't know. There's some bitches out there that can work it out, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they multitasking every day, all day. Stop playing.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. The problem is Father Time. He hitting potholes, trying to look in the rearview mirror. God damn.
Swerving and shit.
Hey, swerving, he didn't went on the other side.
I'll put that bitch
flow.
On the highway.
You fucking up my flow.
Right.
I'll put that bitch on the highway with a brick. Put a brick on
the car. Autopilot. Autopilot. There ain't no plane, motherfucker. Yeah, that's cruise control, you dumb motherfucker. Get your ass back up there.
Oh my goodness. He gonna go try to find a kid. He like, fuck that. This motherfucker gonna drive himself today.
Alright,
so I put that bitch on cruise control. Shit, I gotta have some fun too.
See, that's what you keep messing up with. See, nah, I'm telling you, that's the money right there, man.
I don't know. I keep seeing, and I know it's not y'all, but I wanna run into whoever is driving the Sin City van. I wanna know what the fuck they do. Have you ever seen the Sin City van riding around Indianapolis?
Yeah, I've seen it. Matter of fact, I've actually motherfuckers that actually like, damn, I've seen your van. It looks nice. So I'm like, really?
I
ain't gonna even lie. It's a
van, okay, but it's got Sin City all over the van, you know, and I can't recall seeing like a radio station or I don't know what they do. That's what I'm saying. I want to run into the driver. I want to, you know what I'm saying, every time I see it, it's riding around. I haven't caught him still or, you know what I'm saying, seen the person who's driving it or if there's more than one because my mother is getting ready to move or whatever, and we was over there checking out the apartment, and I seen the damn van ride through the complex. So I really want to know who these people are, what they do, and shit, if they trying to collaborate on some shit. Because, I mean, you know, y'all saying city, they saying city, I don't know what they do.
Look them motherfuckers up in the phone book.
Well, I never got
it. You know, you is really old school.
That nigga said hit the yellow page.
I mean, apparently it's some kind of company. Well, it's got to be missing somewhere.
That's what we got
talking about, a phone book.
You should at least say Google it or something. That nigga said
phone motherfucker I don't probably still go through the yellow page.
Hey, niggas leave them shits on the porch. Niggas don't even bring them shits in the house no more.
Hey, he get mad too. The new yellow pages they came in yet?
they need to update this shit, man. That ain't the Chinese restaurant over no more.
That motherfucker ain't used Google on his phone yet.
Ooh. Didn't even know. My phone got Google.
I'm just saying, man. Apparently, they're a motherfucking company shit. I mean, if you type in Sin City, it's a whole bunch of Sin City shit going to come up. If you're looking for a specific, can you go to the phone book?
No, you don't, motherfucker. You go to the phone book. Did you just tell you that?
Google Sin City right now. Tell me how much different shit come up.
You put Sin City, Indianapolis.
Exactly, Sin City, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, put it in and see what happens.
I'm about to do it right now.
Oh my goodness.
And you looking up in the phone book while she putting it in.
Yeah,
right.
I ain't got no Indianapolis phone book, motherfucker. If I did, I'd be looking that bitch up.
You do on your phone, whatever
you do with it. My nigga said, "Look at that yellow page." I heard that since '86. I heard that since '86, my nigga.
Right. God damn, this motherfucker said. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm talking phone. All that shit. Everybody on this motherfucker got a phone book in their crib right now. I don't care what you say.
You know what? I see y'all. I see Sin City Radio Show, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm looking at it hosted by Cash from Indianapolis, Indiana. I see y'all a couple of times.
Right.
So that's good. Yeah, that's good. And then I see something here, Sin City Disciples.
Oh, yeah, we know who they is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Started in Cary, Indiana, in 1968.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit. I don't fuck with that Sin City Disciples shit. I already had some issues about that shit a few years ago. Fucking scared me straight.
Ah, see, you weren't scared, was you?
Hell yeah,
the motherfuckers rolled up on me, dude. Hell yeah, I was scared. I ain't scared to say I was scared.
They rolled up on you.
Not the same two disciples, man, but it was another motorcycle gang, man. Rolled up on me at Denny's. Did you ever see that Sin City vest I had made? I had a Sin City Radio vest made.
Don't tell me they made you take it off.
Nah, they ain't make me take it off, man. But that motherfucker told me to remove that Minnesota part on it. I mean, dude, these motherfuckers rolled up on me, man. Me and my wife, man, in Denny's. Straight up.
For your vest.
It's a radio show.
That's all I kept telling my man. It's a radio show, dude. It's like, why you got that Minnesota on there?
Because that's why I stay, motherfucker.
That motherfucker, it's funny now, but that shit wasn't funny then. The whole motherfucking motorcycle gang roll up on you, man.
Were you in the car?
No,
were
man,
you in the car? You should have ran their ass over.
I was sitting in the restaurant, man, when the motherfuckers approached me.
I'd
have followed ass to the parking lot, ran all they bitch ass off.
hey, Charlie, that motherfucker folded that motherfucker vest up so many times it looked like a wallet by the time he was finished.
You don't wear the vest no more?
Yeah, I still wear it. I still wear it. I took the Minnesota part off, man.
When I break in the yard and shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't going out that vest off.
Shit, man, fuck that. Y'all can talk all that tough ass shit y'all want. Let 20 of them motherfuckers roll up on you and see what you do. You ain't gonna do shit neither. You gonna stand there and listen to what the fuck they gotta say.
That's why you gotta keep that pocket rocket.
There's 20 of them motherfuckers. You don't think they got none? You think you the only motherfucker with one? I don't think so.
That's right. One
these
drop, the rest gonna fall.
These motherfuckers turn off the sons of anarchy, dude.
I just sent their ass right back to the slur.
Yeah, all right.
That motherfucker.
Done the exact same thing I done.
All right, that motherfucker.
Listen to what the fuck they gotta say.
If I ain't strapped, then yeah, I'm gonna listen. If I ain't strapped, but I sure would have fought their ass to the parking lot as soon as they pulled off of their motorcycle. I ran their ass over, bitch.
That motherfucking boy had that bitch in his back pocket. He's like, God damn, that's a big bill fold. Just mind your business.
No, I ain't take it off, man. I ain't take it off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate dude, man. Dude, you know what I'm saying? He rolled up on me, he told me what was up. He was like, Sin City. I was like, I'm not part of that Sin City, man. It's just a radio show, dog. You know what I mean? He thought the Sin City Disciples was moving to Minnesota.
Nigga said, I like Pinky on next Friday. Day Day, is this your cousin? Nah. That motherfucker, I'll never forget. That motherfucker called me, hey, man, your uncle still in that shit? I said, nah, man, he dead. Oh, hey, man, this motherfucker's rolling up on me. I said, man, hey, we cracking jokes on you, man, but I'm glad you took that motherfucker off to try to fight them all, man, because there was no way you was going to win.
Man, I ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know what I'm saying, don't take it off. He just said, man, for your safety, you not in this, you know what I'm saying, you're not in this life. You need to remove the Minnesota from it. That was it. That was the only problem. He said, with the Minnesota on there, it's like you claiming a territory. And I was like, shit, I appreciate that. I didn't know that shit. All I know is what I saw on Sons of Anarchy.
You was just repping for your radio show. That's all you was trying to
That's
do.
That's all I was doing. And he was like, man, if you don't want no trouble, take the Minnesota off. You good, long as you don't got that Minnesota on there. So I wear the motherfucker now. I just took the Minnesota part off.
He got this shit that just got real.
Right.
This is just on TV.
That shit was, because look, the way they did it, it was two of them sitting in there. When me and my wife walked in, it was two of them sitting there. And they looked at me, and I didn't pay them no attention. They got up and walked outside and stood in the window right next to me. One of them was on the phone. And so me and my wife sitting there getting ready to order, and the other dude came back in, and he got me to turn away from the window, right, while he was talking to me. He left out. I turned back around. It was 20 of the motherfuckers in the parking lot just that quick. Mm-hmm. 20 of them all on their bikes. My wife's like, what the fuck did you do? I didn't do shit. I don't know what's going on. And then, I don't know.
Hey, he's
some
like,
other
that ain't Jackson Clay. That ain't Jackson Clay. That ain't Jack. That ain't Jack.
That shit was serious in the motherfucker. Dude was like, man, you know, they sent in another dude. He was like, man, look, just take the Minnesota off, man, because, you know. He asked me if I ever heard of Sin City Disciples. I was like, yeah, I'm from Gary. I'm not affiliated with them. It's just a radio show. He's like, well, just take the Minnesota off if you don't want no trouble. So I immediately came home, and that's the first thing I did. I stripped that motherfucker right off of there. But all jokes aside, that shit was scary to the motherfucker. I was worried.
Yo, what if your wife was here or something? Why don't you politely move
she
your
was
ass
scared too.
Away from my table while I'm trying to eat my motherfucking food? You talking about goddamn Jack?
I'd be like, man, I am not with her. I don't know shit about her.
I just met her.
I picked up on the corner. And I just met her.
No.
Shit, that motherfucker's 20 deep. Can somebody please call down 911? To do something to me? See, we didn't even eat, man. We got the fuck up out of there. As soon as they left, we left.
That motherfucker didn't even finish his omelet. Fuck this omelet. I don't want it.
Hell, I'm out of here. I'm gone.
I'm not coming back to Denny's, no motherfucking Mo. Fuck y'all.
I didn't know that shit was that serious, man. I went to Walmart, man. The motherfucker police was following me around in that motherfucker. I'm like, man, this is just a radio show. What the fuck? And you know,
radio,
man, I want one. Shit, no, you don't. Better leave that shit alone.
Oh, you know, Wick would have won his very well. Wick would have went down banging for this fella. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, can you see Wick? Wick banging like a motherfucker. Oh, shit. I can see Wick now. I can see poor little Wick. Hey, man. SOG. S.O.G. What the fuck is S.O.G.? He just started that Sons of Gary shit. They really would have been on y'all ass. What's that on your arm? S.O.G.
That motherfucker, man, he was on my trail for one, man. Give me one, man. Give me one. I'm like, man,
I ain't fucking with that shit, man. That shit gonna fuck around, get us killed.
I'd have bought him one. Because I know Wick would have wore that motherfucker proud.
Yeah, he would have. But shit, fuck that. Big country corn fed ass white boys rolling around this bitch. Straight.
Hey, now, come on. Hey, Mr. Child,
you got a problem about the white boy?
Big ass country ass white boy.
Oh man.
Oh man. I ain't know. Man,
fuck with
he's
y'all.
Like, he's like y'all don't understand.
What's some Brock Lesnar looking ass motherfuckers? What?
He like y'all understand. Man. I wouldn't give a fuck if they was Indians. They some biker gang. I'm not fucking with them.
It's a, you're right. It's a fucking biker gang. Fuck that.
I'm not fucking with them. I wouldn't have gave a shit. They could have been any motherfucking body.
I don't care. They could have been Asian.
Right.
I will remove whatever you need me to remove, sir. fuck that.
You got the colors.
These motherfuckers near to beat motherfuckers down.
You dropped your colors
do.
For that dog. You dropped your colors.
I dropped my colors like a motherfucker.
You took your cut off for them, man. God damn.
God damn right.
God damn right.
Chills be kicking you in your ass right now.
Nigga said, I'm still here to tell this story, and that's all that matters.
Jack's not going to let you take your cut off for no shit like that.
Shit. Fuck that.
Man,
them motherfuckers live that life. I don't live that life. Got me fucked up.
I guarantee if you had Wick with you, you'd have been fighting.
Nah, he would have been fighting. He would have been fighting.
I guarantee you would have been fighting. Wick would have dropped his. I'm telling you, Wick would have took his cut off. He wouldn't have took it off. That motherfucker would have flashed that SOG on his arm, that Grim Reaper. It's over.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd be just like Tupac. It's a damn shame what happened to Wick.
Yeah, you weren't going to leave him, dog. You would have been bad as hell,
right.
But you wouldn't laugh for him.
Shit, they would have saw me and him fighting like, man, these motherfuckers crazy. I would have filed on his ass for talking shit. We be fighting. At least we ain't going to kill each other.
Oh,
right.
Man. I'm serious. We laughing, but I'm dead serious. If the Wick was there, y'all would have been fighting. That motherfucker would have took his head off. I'm serious.
Oh,
Wick
no. Oh,
like,
no.
Wick takes shit like that to heart. That shit. Wick would have, I'm telling you. I don't know. They were like, I don't know what this SOG mean. But shit, Wick would have been SOG. SOG. I'm like.
Well, y'all be calling me all kind of bitches.
You let that shit happen to him?
What's up, man?
Why you leave little homie on stuck?
Right. That's fucked up, man. You actually really love him.
Man, them motherfuckers was too.
Yeah, he was going to leave him. Yeah, he was going to leave him. It's understood. He was going to leave him.
That's fucked up, man. You know he wouldn't have left you, though, man. That's fucked up.
No, we'd have left together, man.
I'd have choked the shit out of his ass. Man, come on, man. Take 20 deep. It's just two of us.
Your ass off.
You know what I'm saying?
Just put that little nigga in the headlock. Like, come on.
I can see him dragging him out. I can see him dragging him out. I don't give a fuck. S.O.G. S.O.G.
Where's he at anyway, man? Where he at? What a look for that, man.
I had no idea. I'm telling you, that
I guess he at the crib.
He sent me a picture with that shit. I said, what the fuck do SOG mean?
Yeah, he sent me that shit too, man. I ain't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Man, I'm like, SOG. I'm like, what the? Yeah, I'm racking my brain, son of a gun. What the fuck? What is SOG? That motherfucker said, Sons of Gary. I said, Sons of who? I said, what the fuck? What made you do that? That motherfucker told me it's some shit about it's some shit go way back. You don't know nothing about it. Motherfucker, I've been around you your whole fucking life. What? When was you in a gang called Sons of Gary?
Since he that woke up.
That motherfucker fell in love.
He saw Sons of Anarchy.
Exactly. That motherfucker seen Jackson Clay and he lost his goddamn mind.
That motherfucker told me I was Clay. Yeah, you Clay. What's my Clay? Clay was a shady motherfucker on the show. I'm the shady motherfucker? Where the fuck is my Clay? He was open.
Yeah, he had a name for all of us. He had a name for everybody. Who you say Mr. Charlie was? Not Chills, but what was the other one?
Hey, I ain't never even seen the show, so I wouldn't even know.
The crazy motherfucker.
I think it was
crazy. What was the crazy motherfucker name?
I can't remember his fucking name. Janine, you remember his name? The motherfucker that killed his daughter, set on fire? What was his name?
Yeah, why they gotta be me?
Hey. That's who he said you was. He said he was crazy.
Man, I'm me. I ain't nobody else. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, man, we talk about Wick here. You know Wick. Wick
right.
Had a date for everybody.
We need him on the line right now so we can fuck with him.
That motherfucker was sure telling.
No, you can't call him because if you call him right now and you talk shit to him, you know, he liable to put you off the council. You won't be on the council no more.
Yeah, he probably got a motherfucking a Harry Bergen right about 90.
Hell, he even gave Janine. Janine was Gemma.
The mama. Yeah, she was
the
mama.
Yeah. I don't know who you was, Liggerstone.
Me neither. I don't remember. I remember us talking about it, though.
That motherfucker gave everybody a name, boy. I was like, really?
I think Butter was Tara. I can't remember. He had somebody for Tara, too. What was that motherfucking name? That shit gonna be fucking with me.
That motherfucker, he was determined for Jadine to be Gemma, too. You Gemma. Gemma. You act just like Gemma.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he a motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, he was dog. He was so serious about that son shit. That motherfucker, that, you know, that everybody that know me growing up, they, you know, my close friends, you know, out of a joke, everybody called me Jack. And that motherfucker was like, oh, you Jacks. That's been your name since we were kids. You Jack. Like, okay, here we go. So, Jadine, I guess you was my mama.
I guess.
I'm like, this dude is crazy. Wait a minute. Hold on. That means you was my mama and Tama was my daddy. Oh, hell.
That's right. No, actually, I'm your
club.
Stepdaddy. I killed your daddy. I'm your stepdaddy because I killed your daddy on his bike.
Sure
did. Oh, yeah. Now, don't forget, now. Don't forget, I killed both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he did. He killed everybody.
I guess you wouldn't have killed me, because I wouldn't have stopped. I would have kept going.
I would say, shit, yeah. I ain't stopping my daddy out. I know you coming, too. Shit. Hey, see you later, Dad.
Tig, his name was Tig.
Pig, yeah, that's what she was.
I had to Google that shit.
That was his right hand man, wasn't it? That was Jackson.
Why are you looking up in the yellow pages?
Because I don't got a California yellow page. We got jokes tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. That's what took him so long, to look at the yellow page.
Now you want to go.
I do use Google every once in a while.
Hey,
fuck out of here.
Hey, man, really, the yellow pages, no. That nigga, I ain't the only one I can do is just flip it. Go to C. Go to that C-A-O.
Hold up, go back a page.
Right. Oh, damn, I went too far. C-E. I need C-E. Where is C-E at?
That nigga got a ruler and a book light looking through that bitch.
You in the residential section.
Oh no, man, you went too far. That motherfucker
did that bullshit.
That motherfucker did get back off 411. Fuck, I'm just gonna call information. Really?
Y'all crazy.
That's pretty good.
I know, boy. I know your lady be like my husband. Damn, I love him.
Married me, goddammit. Can't change up now. Cause Janine, what I tell you last week. You and me is forever, and I decide when forever is over.
You decide what?
I decide when forever. I say you and me is forever, and I decide when forever is over.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like psychopathic shit right there, man. Go kill a bitch, man. What?
I'm gonna decide when forever over. Know what I'm saying? What?
Fuck you mean you ready to go?
What
you saying?
Father
Time.
You know Father Time, the biggest Indian giver ever. You can leave all that shit right here. Yeah. That's the biggest. Ladies, I'm telling you, Father Time will buy you the world. You break up with him, he's taking it all back.
Man, right. You take what you can, I'm going to take what I can.
Ain't nothing wrong with that fast change. Ain't never been no robbery, huh?
That motherfucker, come on, dog. You know he is. He's horrible with it.
Take them checks out your head. I bought that shit too.
Man, shit. That's what, $110 for that weave?
Shit. Fingernail polish remover.
Hell yeah, he trying to take fingernail polish remover off everything.
Man, bro, I want all that shit. Shit, I bought it. When I left my ex-wife's house, I took the food. No longer the fuck is nobody eating this bitch. I just bought it too.
Mm-hmm.
I put that shit in the same bag I brought in the crib. When I put that shit right back in the same bag, left. Went to my mom out there. Might you need some food?
Yeah, why you bullshit? I think I forgot. Let me get that tampon up out.
Right.
I want it all.
Not the tampon.
Yeah, I want it all. I paid for that too. Come on, put it on now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, drop it on off in this bag.
There you go.
Hell,
I want the whole box.
Now I do remember one time where that motherfucker didn't have to. He didn't have to worry about because she put all this stuff outside. She got damn bubbles.
Oh yeah, that's where I got it from.
That motherfucker bug to the wall by eat that motherfucker Butterfingers. He's like, hey, man, get away from that bag.
You remember that?
Yeah,
take my shit.
That bug was a homeless dude. Now, let me not say bug.
Are you talking about in the park?
No.
This was, you remember Stacy, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Man.
Yeah, I remember you only had two girlfriends, nigga. No, I was just like,
I had more than.
Damn, ain't nobody laughing with me, huh? Well, I it's
no,
cool,
no.
though. It's still funny
to
me.
Hey, but wait a minute. Hey, I'm sitting here I'm like, damn.
I know you have more than two. I'm just fucking with you, cause I'm fucking with you, my nigga.
No, it's all great, man.
The dude was walking past, man. We driving, right? He like, look here, man. Stop by that. And I'm sitting there like, nah, man, she ain't put your stuff out. He like, man, just stop by, man. I just got a feeling.
So y'all call me Zill, huh?
Man, he was walking up. He was looking like, I didn't hit the mother load. Man, we got Butterfingers and ho-holes and all type of shit. Man, I would jump out that guy. Hey, man, get away from that bag. Dude said,
man, put all my shit outside, man, and then close the door. Should have left it there.
Man, so you know how you don't want to laugh, right? And it take Wick. Wick sit there. We in the car. You know how Tom is mad. He pissed. He ain't said two words. So Wick just busts up. Hey, man, have a Butterfinger.
I want to hit that motherfucker square in his throat. He pissed me off with that shit, boy. I was already mad. This motherfucker didn't let me get a bus. That shit made me mad as hell. I'm surprised you remember that shit, man.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna never forget that one, man. I was trying. Man, I was actually just like, I'm like,
yeah,
man,
that shit was funny.
I'm trying not to laugh at you. I'm like, okay.
And, yeah, Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. Why you cracking all them jokes? What about In Effect?
Shit, what about it? What's happening? What about it?
Oh, you don't remember now?
Shit, there's a lot of shit jumped off there. What happened? What you talking about? Which episode?
Well, how about that episode when you and this motherfucker went walking around grabbing everybody's ass?
Oh, yeah, that was that nigga, man. Hey.
ain't that a bitch.
Oh, yeah, we was both doing it. You know, that was our thing, though. That's what we did every time we went to the club. You know what I mean? We catch you in front of a fine bitch. Nice lad. I'm going to grab her ass, and she going to turn around and see you. But I'm going to be facing the other way. Yeah, that's what we did. You know, we was young.
Yeah, what about them 30 motherfuckers they went to go get?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They thought you did it, though. Hey, they thought you did it.
What was that?
I said they thought you did it. Who they was after?
Yeah, you know what, motherfuckers. No, they wasn't. Now that you think about it, he did. He grabbed the old girl ass, and she thought you did it. And that's what Brandon told dude.
No, I remember pointing y'all to. That's what I remember.
No, I remember it perfectly. He grabbed the old girl ass. She looked back, and you looked at her and was like, "Wasn't me." And she walked off, and she said that you did it. But now we was all standing by you, but the old girl was pointing at you. So I guess in retrospect, to look back at it, we was doing good till we put him in the game.
Hey, that's
what 30 motherfuckers
want to
jump us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that, yeah. Yeah, they was trying to get us, didn't they? Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah, they was going to get us that night, but they didn't.
They were pretty deep.
They would, but they ain't shaking nothing, so it's all good.
Now, that was the night that I honestly could say our pride was finna get us fucked up. Nobody had enough pride. I mean, everybody had too much pride to say, let's just leave. But we all stood there fucking, what's going to happen, going to happen. But just
don't
happen.
Didn't happen, so it's all good.
No, what
oh,
happened?
Oh, that's the night I got threw out, ain't it?
Yep, you got threw out, which
that's
made
what happened
early. Yeah, because we wasn't leaving. We like, fuck it. We got to bang them. We going to bang them. But then.
Yeah, I got threw out over them bitches.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
I had two bitches in there. And yeah, you know how I go. Yeah. So, yep.
I think I was smoking weed that night.
Yeah, you was. You was paranoid in the motherfucker. I ain't seen you smoking joints since.
And you won.
And remember that motherfucker
handle that shit.
That motherfucker thought everybody in there was trying to fight us. Hey man,
and then they had his back against the wall the whole night.
What?
But nah, man, you stick to them 40 ounces.
You know, I know my limitations.
Right, you can drink all day. Pass that blunt over here. Let me handle that.
You can have that shit, man. Surprise your ass ain't in Colorado.
Man, I wanted to go to Colorado, but shit, I was doing Colorado right here where I'm at. Straight up.
We had some good times, man.
What y'all do for 420 yesterday, man? I know I ain't throwing smoke online. Oh, I'm alone with a bunch of drunks. I see somebody named Liquor Stowe.
I work at a hell, man. I'm not a drunk.
You ain't a drunk.
I sell it. I don't drink it all the time.
Okay, you know your name say a lot about you. You know, people don't just give you nicknames for nothing. It gotta mean something. But you say yours mean you work at the liquor store, huh?
Yeah. For a long time.
Oh, long time ago? So if you still got that
no,
name.
No, now I still I started working there a long time ago. I'm still working there.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's something you like
is it,
stick
is
with.
It me? Is it me or do this motherfucker sound just like Juvenile?
Who is this?
You.
Shit. It's you. It's just you, bro.
Everybody think about a Juvenile song, and let this motherfucker keep talking. That motherfucker sound just like Juvenile.
Nah, man,
it's
just you, bro.
I'm just saying. Talking about me a Juvenile.
I mean, everybody get quiet now.
Hey, right, everybody waiting on you say, huh?
I
know how to get them to sound like Juvenile. Get that motherfucker some Hennessy. See, you know what I'm saying, huh?
The Hennessy.
You can't keep asking me a question with a question.
Right.
Hey, did you go to the store, huh? Huh? You know what I'm saying, huh? But that, wait, man, let me have a first one first, man. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
So what's been jumping off on the website, man? I ain't seen it in a minute, man, because I guess I ain't been there. But you know what's been jumping off on the website?
Man, shit, we still trying to get it together, man. We trying to get that motherfucker picture perfect, dog.
Hold on one second.
Hey, man, I feel like old boy on a commercial on that one movie. Hey, when he asks him a question, then you get ready to answer, and he be like, hold on, motherfucker. Don't ask me a question. Then, hey, let me get all into it. Then hold on.
Right,
man.
Hold on. What's up?
Yeah, crazy.
We done missed some callers, man. You ain't been checking the switchboard?
No, I haven't. Who'd I miss? I ain't miss nobody.
No, I was just saying.
How would you know?
Right. How would you know if they've been checking it?
No, I look at I still look at it, but I'm not directly in front of it. But I can see somewhere else.
I was gone for a second.
Okay.
Everybody get quiet every time I say something.
Man.
If anybody want to get in, you got to push one. Push one, we bring in. How about that?
No, they pressed one. We just didn't bring them in.
So
who's
on here, man?
Somebody sitting there like, hey. Live.
All right, I see it now, man. I see it now.
So who on here in line got some pictures on Sin City?
Nobody right now because it ain't up yet.
It ain't up.
Yo, this D, man. What's up?
Who is this?
What's up, man? We.
This D, what's up?
D.
Hey.
Hello. What's up?
How you doing,
yeah, we
D?
Hear you, man.
We can hear you, bro.
Hey, I've been trying to get in for like a half hour, man.
Hey, he sound like he drunk too many Red Bulls over there, man. D, what's cracking?
What's up, dog? I'm just saying, you trying to get motherfuckers on the show, nigga. I pressed one like 80 times.
Turn that nigga down.
He's upset. He's upset because Tommy didn't let him on the show.
Tommy, you slipping.
Shit, I ain't see it, man.
No,
my
all
bad,
right,
dog.
Whatever.
How you put that
40
ounce down, bro?
Then you went to the club this weekend, man?
Nah,
hell no.
You ain't go to the club this weekend? You ain't
buy
no drink?
No,
I just wanted to go on the show and say what's up, man.
D, what's been up,
bro? No, I ain't going to the club, man. I ain't gonna buy no bitch a drink. So, shit.
Now, you just told Janine last week you was gonna buy a drink when she got there.
No, I ain't say that shit, man.
No, Janine said he was
going to
buy her a drink when she gets there.
Hey, Father Time.
Yo.
Does D used to ball with us?
Yeah.
D, what's up, man? You cussing our shit?
Oh, that's right. When you was around, he was in the church.
What's good with it?
No, I'm chilling, man. I'm just listening to the show, man, and trying to get in this bitch, man. And y'all fucking ignoring the shit
out
of me. Oh, man.
Hey, what? Is you married? Are you married, D?
No, not yet, man.
You said gays, right?
Huh?
I said you gays, right?
Say that shit again.
That means no, man. That means no.
Sounds like you're saying some shit he ain't trying to comprehend.
Right. Last time I talked to him, a while back, I remember you said that you was about to get engaged or something. So I was finna say, Your then girlfriend had did a question. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, actually,
yeah,
hey,
right.
I,
yeah, that's right.
I'm still with the same girl, but we ain't in the gate yet, dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot she did do a crime.
Yeah, we did that shit. Fuck.
He sound like he's just upset about it. Yeah, we did it. Fuck.
No, I just wanted to get on the radio show, man. See what y'all talking about and shit, man. I just got, I was just driving back and shit, so I tapped in. I've been listening to shit for like the last 20 minutes, man, driving back to the crib. Shit.
Sorry, man. Damn. How many times you want me to say it? I missed it.
You
Damn. I ain't the only motherfucker that see it, though.
Nah, you know what? That's just like a motherfucker. That's just like a motherfucker always trying to pass the buck.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get on the radio station, man.
God damn it, you're on here now, D. You're on here now. Anything you want to talk about other than the fact that you've been trying to get on the radio show?
What's on your mind, man?
No, shit. Ain't shit. I'm chilling, man, and I listen to y'all radio station and shit, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck y'all talking about.
Well, we giving you the flow now, man. What you want to talk about?
Shit. Hey, you can't put a motherfucker on the spot like that, man.
He did all that just to tell us that.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Dog, I'm on here trying to talk about what y'all are talking about.
We just reminiscing, man. Talking
about
the good old days. The good old days when all of us used to hang out together. We ain't done that shit in a long ass time.
Nah, we haven't. I remember when I got fucking ran on a couple of fucking times and niggas tried to jump me and shit, niggas ran. Shit, I remember that shit.
Who was with you?
You talking about LaHerry?
Yeah. Hey, nigga. Them niggas was like 12 deep, man. They came up, and I told them, motherfucker, I said, be ready, right? I said, these niggas are going to move, right? I said, they move, right? I said, they some pussies, right? I said, if, you know, we stand our ground, they ain't going to do shit. That nigga took off first and ran. Them niggas came at me, man, big time. Shit.
Well, bro, who was you with?
He was with this dude we used to work with.
I'm
trying
to come out with you. Damn, Tom, you just leaving everybody to dust. Oh, man, you know I ain't going to run, man.
I went to the club with Bushwick one time, right? So I was, looking at this girl, right? And then these niggas start talking crazy, right? That nigga, man, he wanted to go out to the truck and dress up in all black and shit, right? Hey, that nigga Bushwick was like, nigga, I got your back no matter what. Man, he was like, he had a crowbar and shit.
I told you, Wick might be a lot of things, but a punk he ain't. He ain't go down fighting.
Hey, he ain't no punk, man. He'll go down. He was like, hey, you know what? This what you want? We're going to make it happen tonight. And I was like, we're at the club trying to watch this concert, right? And shit started popping off, man. He was like, man, I'm right here with you, man. I always have respect for that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he ain't going to run unless it's the police.
Yeah.
The police
on,
show ran on me when the police showed up. That motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I love you.
That motherfucker, hey, the three's lightning when it comes to police. He going to, but now, in his defense, he will tell you about the run.
No, that motherfucker didn't tell me shit. I turned around, that motherfucker was gone.
Well, you should have done
it. I just thought it was his chest.
That motherfucker police jumped out the car. He said, hey, we both looked. By the time I looked at him, he was gone. I saw his back. How did he win? That motherfucker was, we was coming from Lucky's, man. It's like 2:30 in the morning. That motherfucker took off. And then gonna catch me later. Come on, man. I had your strap on me. Oh, you should have told me. You didn't say shit. You just ran. No, I was mad as hell.
You know, for a time, I've always been aware that I always see things kind of late. Like, hey.
Remember the time y'all was out over there on Fifth Avenue and he jumped out the car talking about he was walking home? Now, instead of Father Time jumping out the car and trying to play the same way, he going to pull up on Fifth Avenue and act like he's asleep. The police like, what the fuck you doing on the strip? I'm trying to get you a little sleep.
That's what I told that motherfucker, man. I'm tired. I was just trying to take a quick nap.
Fucking hell, man.
Right.
Shit.
Anybody from Gary, they know about that bucket ham.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So that was your spot,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but,
oh, no, I ain't going to motherfucking bucket ham. But I don't take hostages neither.
Who took a hostage?
You did, motherfucker. Don't sit there and act like you don't remember. You took three hostages.
Matt, I ain't never took nobody hostage.
Over 64.
Oh, man, I was an alcoholic back then. I was young, you know what I mean?
You drink my beer. Everybody get on their knees. You remember that, man?
I'm trying to think, who the fuck did he have hostage?
You talking about in Hammond?
Yeah.
Everybody, kids, all you motherfuckers.
Everybody get on their knees. Everybody house on their knees. Over 64.
Hey. Yeah, y'all told that nigga quit drinking my shit. Thought I was playing with him. He ain't drink my shit no more.
Oh, that shit was funny as hell.
Man, somebody got a bad reception.
Man, that's
yep.
Deep.
It's finally yep. A nice blast.
Oh, nice.
We did it.
For real?
What the hell is D talking about?
We're past the awkward stage.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Mute him, man.
I'm glad
they
did that
shit, man.
I'm just making sure I don't fuck up.
Thank
you.
Hello. That
fucking quiet
again. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Goddamn, no, man. That's that goddamn beast and down all that damn noise. Why do motherfuckers call the show and then just decide they want to talk to people in the background? Yeah, I'm going to take a 20 on Pump 7. And a bag of damn, really on the show.
I think I might have did that once.
Damn. I wanted to just say, fuck this show, shit. Man. They just either that or they just get really comfortable. Oh, shit. It's just them.
Hey, is that Mick? That's Mick, right?
Yep. Oh,
okay. Mick, what's happening?
I had a introduction for her. Y'all want to hear my introduction for Mick? This is my introduction for Mick. Edgar, hailing from Methodist North Lake Hospital. Derrick Rose. Don't nobody get it. Motherfucker always hurt.
Nah. Nah, man. We ain't selling that shit, man. You don't be talking about the Bulls, bro. We don't play that shit. It's all Bulls fans on here. You see what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Y'all ain't speaking
too
loud,
so
y'all ain't. Where your team at? Zach, where your team at? We know your team at, Zach.
My team didn't even make the playoffs, so.
Yeah. So where your team at, Rod? Father Time, where your team at? Okay, so don't try to talk shit about my Bulls. We in the playoffs, goddammit. Huh? We play tomorrow. We see y'all in October some motherfucking time. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Take somebody to run with for a minute. They close to home. You see what I'm saying?
Here we go. Mick, what's happening? Mick.
Mick sucking on that Mickey's. Vic said she ain't talking to Nate.
Oh,
she better be careful.
She pressed one, so I thought she had something to say.
You don't want to talk about Derek Glass, I can't stay on the court, Rose?
Oh, my
shit,
knee hurts.
At least you're on the court. Your team at home on the couch.
Yeah, but you know,
your team on the couch
better than Derrick Rose, and we
Kobe
everybody
ain't
know
20
that.
Times better than shit right now. He at home watching Charles and them like I am right now.
All right, on
you
that note. On that
hey,
note,
they locker room is what the Clippers turned their locker room into? I know y'all seen that. They just disrespect the shit out of Kobe and the Lakers, huh? They turned their shit into some type of party room or something, didn't they?
I don't know what the hell you're
talking about. Get the fuck out of here, man.
I've been watching SportsCenter all day. You seen it.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah, y'all locker room is now a party room or something for the Clippers only.
Well, before we end the show, I just want to say Kobe used to tear that ass up online, though, buddy. Yeah, you remember.
Online, though. Why,
you remember 2K. 2K, motherfucker, 2K. Kobe used to tear both
of
your asses up.
Oh, man, come on, man.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and end the show.
Rondo ain't never played for the Bulls.
I'm talking about when we used to play online, man. I used to tear your ass up with Kobe.
When you used to quit all the time online?
No, that was
talking about
you
your PlayStation was fucking up.
What you mean? You got your last words. Fuck out of here. I used to tear your ass up, boy. What you mean? You got your last words?
It was good talking with y'all. I'll see y'all. Well, talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Lick it still.
No, I have fun with y'all. I have fun with y'all every week. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, what's that? What's that? Yeah, shit. I just want to say what's up to everybody. Shit, I'll let y'all next time. You see what I'm saying? It was cool. All
right. I guess Nick's still not here. He's on mute. What you got for us, dog?
Hey, y'all know how we do it, man. SinCityRadioShow.com coming soon. Y'all know how we do.
For sure. All
right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time tomorrow. Peace, love, and head grease.
Oh, yeah.